This is episode number 2207 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It was a crazy couple days for Christina Hall Hack El Moussa.
Wow. In just a short period of time, we've known about her. She's been married three times.
So I guess it's Chris.
That's crazy crap. You think about it.
Well, it was actually Christina
El Moussa was
Hack.
First.
Let's see.
Christina, she was Hack first.
Christina Hack, El Moussa, Anstead.
We forgot Anstead.
Forgot Anstead.
I didn't forget Anstead.
I'm sorry. I forgot Anstead.
Yeah, I didn't forget that.
Anstead Hack
Hall.
Because
she was hacked twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's her main name, we think. Anyway.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, what's going on with them?
So it was a crazy couple days for Christina, her first ex. Christina on the coast. And her ex, Tarek Al Moussa.
Her first flip.
Tarek.
Yeah.
Their son, Braden, was rushed to the hospital over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was, you know, actually, I don't paid too much attention to their stuff, but I still check it out.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, he had an emergency appendectomy.
Ooh, how old is he?
And there was something else he had done, too. Anyway.
How old is he? He's a little kid.
He's six.
Kids that are six don't have appendix issues, do they?
They can.
Wow.
Anyway, Christina and Tarek's current spouses were also on hand.
Okay.
According to Instagram, and they were all co-parenting.
Yeah, they co-parent.
And this came apparently just hours after a disagreement between Tarek's wife, Tarek. Can you call him Tarek?
What?
Tarek's wife, Heather Ray Young, and Christina at the kids' soccer game.
What? An altercation?
Yeah.
A disagreement? A discussion? What was it?
Photos were snapped of Tarek appearing to restrain Heather.
What?
By holding her by the arms as she appeared to be in mid-discussion. With Christina on the sidelines.
She's going to go open up a can of whoop-ass on her.
I guess so. Like.
No, that would not be good. There's people with cameras. Heather, honey. Oh, my God. I can just hear it.
I know, right?
After he blew up at her on set.
Yeah.
Last year, you know?
Right.
We heard the famous story, and then, of course, they stopped doing the show. And I knew they would after
that.
It's like, you know what? If Fred Savage can't get away with it, how can Tarek El Moussa get away with it? I'm just saying.
And he's worked hard to build his image now.
Yeah, you know.
With Heather Ray.
Heather Ray, Selling Sunset, right?
Yeah.
They're doing IVF, trying to have a kid. And see, I do follow these guys a little bit more than you do, don't I? That's kind of scary.
I watch.
This stuff is on social
but
media.
They actually, so Christina had posted something where Christina and Tarek actually had their names at the top, and they added everybody else, the other couples, the other partners.
The co-parents.
They talked about that they banded together because at the end of the day, the most important thing is the kids.
Of course.
And I think it forced them all to grow up a little bit because they all had to get along. So as for both instances, everyone claims that all has been settled.
Yeah.
And that parents and co-parents are focused on the kids.
Focused.
And Braden, by the way, he is discharged and...
Oh, good, good.
He was up and laughing
because
and...
Really, at the end of the day, that's really the most important part about all of that. Is the kid okay?
Well, and it was a scary thing.
I can imagine.
And they all had to actually put their differences aside. Yeah. And you would.
But Aunt wasn't
but
there.
But not everybody would.
Aunt
That's
wasn't
true.
There.
He was
Aunt
with Renee Zellweger.
There's another story about that. We don't have time for that.
Mike Tyson will not face charges in that incident last month in which he allegedly punched a fellow passenger on a flight at San Francisco International Airport.
I wondered about that. So they're not going to press charges, huh?
Part of me is surprised and part of me is not.
I'm not surprised. This guy was an absolute D-bag. I tell you what.
The video, I mean, just watching the video, I mean, I probably would have turned around and throw a punch to him.
Of course.
He was just beyond the pale. And what got me is that they didn't stop it.
Yeah. Well, what got me is that they, you know, took the footage and put it on TMZ. So, you know.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It doesn't surprise me, but, you know.
So San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff.
Uh-huh.
I probably would have changed my name if I was him. said he decided not to charge Mike after reviewing.
Get back to two lips on an organ. Anyway.
Oh, you're going to be... You're stuck
sorry.
On that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
SETI decided not to charge Mike after reviewing police reports and videos of the confrontation. I can just see that...
We all saw it.
Yeah.
We all saw it. So I get it. I get it.
And I'm sure District Attorney Wagstaff...
Wagstaff. Look at you. You turned this into a dirty story. It's about Mike Tyson. How could you turn it into a dirty story? I was trying to be nice. The man was just getting in my grill. It's the best I could do. Short note.
You know, I'll give you an A minus for effort. I bet the Mr. Wagstaff was...
I can't do Wagstaff.
He probably just called people and said, hey, come look at this. Come look at this.
Check
you
this
got
out.
To see this.
This is a champ right here. Look at him.
Decision included.
He still got it.
The decision included consideration of the victim's conduct leading up to the incident. Well, that would be the reason, yes. Footage showed the passenger being an absolute PIA to Mike, and he wouldn't let up.
Yeah.
So additionally, the victim also refused to press charges against the champ. The victim
well,
was
that
would have
been
throwing
bad.
And the victim was shown throwing a water bottle at Mike.
I didn't see that part. Did you see that part?
I didn't see the water. I never saw the water bottle part. I'm sure it was there. But
well, the DA had it. They had, you know,
they
all
had,
of
yeah.
the video. So,
but I did see the video of the guy standing behind him, shut up.
Yeah, right. He was going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's dangerous with Mike Tyson. We've said this before, because Mike Tyson eats body parts.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want him to bite
Trump.
You, man. You don't want him to bite you. Just ask Evander Holyfield.
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah. Well, this is good. I thought this would be this way. I thought it was kind of going to be like, well, we got to have an investigation. Mm-hmm. And then it would just kind of like just shuffle it under the carpet. Was it going to be any big deal? It was like,
well, I'm thinking that possibly because the guy didn't press charges for one thing.
Yeah.
And because probably the guy, when he was sober.
Yeah. Probably thought.
He was shown the video.
It's like, oh, I'm a big butt, aren't I?
And I mean, can you see that guy going to work the next
day? No. Well, he probably had a black eye, too. I mean, he did get punched in the face a couple of times by Mike Tyson.
But, you know, now all of his friends, his family, his mother.
Yeah, true. That's true.
They've
been
all
on
seen
TMZ.
This. Yeah.
I'd have a black eye, too, if Halle Berry beat the crap out of me. Boy, I tell you what.
Oh,
the look.
Grief.
The look. More Who Cares Tomorrow.
Probably as you'd be standing outside of her gate. She's going to walk out there.
Her security would come get me.
Deck you and then walk back in her house.
More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.